From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. G8 leaders meeting with President Obama at Camp David are considering further international response to the violence in Syria. They're also expressing solidarity on preventing Iran from developing nuclear weapons. NPR's Scott Horsley reports that earlier, Mr. Obama announced a $3 billion plan to fight hunger in the world's poorest countries.
President Obama says the privately funded effort to help small farmers produce more food in countries such as Tanzania and Ethiopia could help lift millions out of poverty. He sees that as a moral and economic responsibility, but also a means to promote national security.
We've seen how spikes in food prices can plunge millions into poverty, which in turn can spark riots that cost lives and can lead to instability.
At a G8 summit 3 years ago, world leaders promised some $22 billion to promote food security. A report card at this year's summit will show how much of that aid has actually been delivered. Scott Horsley, NPR News, the White House.
And Romney is criticizing President Obama's stimulus plan. As New Hampshire Public Radio's Josh Rogers reports, Romney is citing an unfinished bridge project as an example of how the money is being wasted.
Mitt Romney's remarks lasted just 8.5 minutes, but his message was also visual. Romney was speaking beside a stone arch bridge that reaches only halfway across the Contoocook River.
I hope the president comes here, takes a look at some of his stimulus programs. There's a long list, by the way, of stimulus programs. It is without question the largest one-time careless expenditure of government money in American history.
The bridge, which was restored with the help of $150,000 from the stimulus, is considered a landmark of civil engineering. Local officials sought funding for the project and plan to make the remains of the 19th century bridge the centerpiece of a public park. For NPR News, I'm Josh Rogers in Concord, New Hampshire.
U.S. health officials are suggesting everyone born from 1945 to 1965 be tested for the hepatitis C virus. Dr. Bruce Runyon, a liver specialist at UCLA Medical Center, says it's an especially good idea for baby boomers who've used drugs or received a transfusion.
Recognition that that cohort of U.S. residents has a high risk of hepatitis C, in large part from needle sharing back in the late 60s, early 70s, when it was really almost mainstream behavior.
Health officials say baby boomers account for a third of all U.S. cases of hepatitis C. The virus can go undetected for decades and lead to liver damage. Crews are making progress on a nearly 7,700-acre wildfire in northern Colorado. It is 45% contained. Investigators believe that the blaze was started by campers on Monday. This is NPR News. Chinese dissident Cheng Guangcheng has been released from a hospital in Beijing. Cheng is awaiting permission for him and his family to travel to the United States. He was recently at the center of a diplomatic standoff sparked by his brief stay at the U.S. Embassy following escape from house arrest. Military officials in Washington state are preparing to court-martial an Army sergeant in the 2009 killings of five of his comrades at a health clinic in Iraq. Northwest News Network's Austin Jenkins says the charges included premeditated murder, aggravated assault, and attempted murder.
The charges stem from a shooting rampage on May 11, 2009 at the Camp Liberty Combat Stress Center in Iraq. Five Americans were killed, including a Navy commander, an Army psychiatrist, and three soldiers. The incident has been described as the deadliest case of soldier-on-soldier violence during the war. Russell was on his third tour to Iraq and was being treated at the Combat Stress Center. Prior to the shooting, he reportedly had a tense confrontation with one of his doctors, then returned to the mental health center and allegedly opened fire with a stolen rifle. Russell faces trial at Joint Base Lewis-McChord near Tacoma, Washington, where he's been held since January of this year. For NPR News, I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia, Washington.
Former President George W. Bush and wife Barbara return to the White House later this month for the unveiling of their official portraits. Bush has avoided the political spotlight since leaving office in January 2009. He has appeared with President Obama after the earthquake in Haiti in 2010 and for the dedication of a 9/11 memorial. This is NPR News.